I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After the Syrian government used chemical weapons on their own people, the United States led an airstrike on Syria's alleged chemical weapons facilities late last week. Now, in this conflict, a lot of attention is on the national players. But Tom Adamo with Heart for Lebanon says Syrian refugees in Lebanon are also deeply affected. They're wondering what this latest conflict means for their future. As the Heart for Lebanon staff serves Syrian refugees, the gospel becomes an important message of hope. Let's be praying for Syrian refugees to find comfort in Christ. And Bethany Christian Services' Chris Polusky recently went to Ethiopia to visit AIDS orphans and families in their family preservation program. Now, Bethany's expanding their work to South Sudanese refugees in Ethiopia, and several of those refugees are minors. So they're partnering with the UN to provide hope for a future. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.